宝山区高三年级教学质量监测英语听力测试现在开始。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How long have you stayed in the city?
Only about 2 weeks. I moved here from Malaysia.
Question. When did the woman move to the city?2. Could you please have my car ready at 4 o'clock?
No problem, sir. The damage is not that serious.
Question. Where did the conversation probably take place? 3. The ice cream is great. Why don't you try some?
I wish I could, but I'm on a diet now.
Question. What's the woman probably going to do? 4. I'd like to send this package by special delivery and insure it for $5.
That'll be $2.50 for the postage and 50 cents for the insurance.
Question.How much will the man pay for his delivery in all? 5. Are you willing to donate blood for the sick man?
I'm only too willing to do that.
Question. What does the woman mean? 6. Jillian, how are you? I heard you were sick.
They must have confused me with somebody else. I've never felt better.
Question. How does Jillian feel? 7. It's really cold outside. You should wear a coat to keep yourself warm.
That's a good idea.If only I had one with me.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Emily, could you handle this suitcase?
How many hands do you think I have?
Question. What does Emily mean?9. Why is Janet crying?
She can't help missing her family because she doesn't fit in with the life at school here.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Ten. Did you notice who Johnson was talking to at the party?
I was so busy greeting all the guests.
Question. What does the woman imply?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions.The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Water and food from floods may contain animal and human waste. It can also contain other pollutants, like chemicals, from agriculture and industry. So food safety specialists have suggested some advice to avoid dangers from unclean water and food. Throw away anything that is not stored in a waterproof container, and throw away boxes of juice or milk if they have come into contact with floodwater. Also, throw away damaged metal cans or hard plastic containers. Don't use cans that are swollen or leaking. Some unopened, undamaged, all-metal cans can be saved. Before use, wash the cans with soap and water, and brush or wipe away dirt, and then place the cans again in water, and heat the water to 100 degrees Celsius. Boil the cans for 2 minutes. Also, remember not to eat fresh vegetables from the garden if it has come in contact with floodwater. To be safe, have the soil tested.
Now listen again, please.
Water and food from floods may contain animal and human waste. It can also contain other pollutants, like chemicals, from agriculture and industry. So food safety specialists have suggested some advice to avoid dangers from unclean water and food. Throw away anything that is not stored in a waterproof container, and throw away boxes of juice or milk if they have come into contact with floodwater. Also, throw away damaged metal cans or hard plastic containers. Don't use cans that are swollen or leaking. Some unopened, undamaged, all-metal cans can be saved. Before use, wash the cans with soap and water, and brush or wipe away dirt, and then place the cans again in water, and heat the water to 100 degrees Celsius. Boil the cans for 2 minutes. Also, remember not to eat fresh vegetables from the garden if it has come in contact with floodwater. To be safe, have the soil tested.
Questions 11. What may not be contained in water and food from floods?
Which of the following must be thrown away in flooded areas?
13. What should you do if you want to save some unopened cans?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Good morning, everyone. I am Professor Smith, and I am your laboratory instructor. This class is intended as a necessary part of the course, which Dr. James will be in charge of. This class will meet twice a week in this laboratory. It begins at 9. I expect you to be on time. I do not intend to wait for latecomers or repeat what has already been covered if you miss the explanation. Do not arrive late and interrupt your neighbor. You may as well not come if you can't be on time. Attendance is equally important. If you miss 3 lab classes, your name will be removed from the class list, I'm afraid. No excuses. You can't complete the course without completing lab class. Safety is key here. It is very important to keep things neat and clean, dress properly, and be careful. You may not eat, drink, or smoke in the laboratory. And you should always clean the tabletop and wash your hands before and after the class. Long hair must be tied up. And finally, any laboratory accident must be reported immediately. I hope you'll enjoy the laboratory. It's a wonderful place, but all these instructions are to be strictly followed. We will begin today by learning about the microphone.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning, everyone. I am Professor Smith, and I am your laboratory instructor. This class is intended as a necessary part of the course, which Dr. James will be in charge of. This class will meet twice a week in this laboratory. It begins at 9. I expect you to be on time. I do not intend to wait for latecomers or repeat what has already been covered if you miss the explanation. Do not arrive late and interrupt your neighbor. You may as well not come if you can't be on time. Attendance is equally important. If you miss 3 lab classes, your name will be removed from the class list, I'm afraid. No excuses. You can't complete the course without completing lab class. Safety is key here. It is very important to keep things neat and clean, dress properly, and be careful. You may not eat, drink, or smoke in the laboratory. And you should always clean the tabletop and wash your hands before and after the class. Long hair must be tied up. And finally, any laboratory accident must be reported immediately. I hope you'll enjoy the laboratory. It's a wonderful place, but all these instructions are to be strictly followed. We will begin today by learning about the microphone.
Questions. 14. Who is the speaker?
What happens if a student misses 3 classes?
16. What should be done if long hair is worn?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Wow! This model has purple hair. Take a look.
That's some hair. I think she went a little overboard.
Really? I love it. I want my hair to look just like this.
You are kidding, right?
Of course not. I think my hair needs a new look. Why not dye it purple?
That isn't very wise. You're going to ruin your hair.
Don't be silly. The model in the magazine has dyed hair. It doesn't look damaged. Actually, it looks beautiful.
Well, she's in a magazine. Everyone looks good in a magazine.
I suppose so, but I still want to dye my hair. I think hair dyeing could be a fun activity to do with friends. Let's do it together.
No way. I prefer a natural look.
If you don't want purple hair, that's fine. You can dye it a natural color. Maybe a different color will complement your features better.
Getting your hair dyed at a salon is very expensive. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, permanent dye lasts a long time.
Not really. As your hair grows, you'll see your natural hair color at the roots. That means you will need touch-ups.
Well, we can just get some cheap dye at the store and do it ourselves.
I wouldn't trust myself to dye my own hair. Besides, what if the color of the cheap dye isn't the same as the salon color?
Well, you just have to be careful to match the color. It's not that hard, Susan. And you can always just change to another color.
Then you'll have damaged hair for sure. Speaking of which, dyed hair requires special products to keep it looking nice. Talk about annoying.
After you see my beautiful dyed hair, you might change your mind.
I doubt it.
Now listen again, please. Wow! This model has purple hair. Take a look.
That's some hair. I think she went a little overboard.
Really? I love it. I want my hair to look just like this.
You are kidding, right?
Of course not. I think my hair needs a new look. Why not dye it purple?
That isn't very wise. You're going to ruin your hair.
Don't be silly. The model in the magazine has dyed hair. It doesn't look damaged. Actually, it looks beautiful.
Well, she's in a magazine. Everyone looks good in a magazine.
I suppose so, but I still want to dye my hair. I think hair dyeing could be a fun activity to do with friends. Let's do it together.
No way. I prefer a natural look.
If you don't want purple hair, that's fine. You can dye it a natural color. Maybe a different color will complement your features better.
Getting your hair dyed at a salon is very expensive. I don't have that kind of money.
Well, permanent dye lasts a long time.
Not really. As your hair grows, you'll see your natural hair color at the roots. That means you will need touch-ups.
Well, we can just get some cheap dye at the store and do it ourselves.
I wouldn't trust myself to dye my own hair. Besides, what if the color of the cheap dye isn't the same as the salon color?
Well, you just have to be careful to match the color. It's not that hard, Susan. And you can always just change to another color.
Then you'll have damaged hair for sure. Speaking of which, dyed hair requires special products to keep it looking nice. Talk about annoying.
After you see my beautiful dyed hair, you might change your mind.
I doubt it.
Questions 17. What kind of color does the boy want to dye his hair?
Why does the girl not prefer to dye her hair?
19. What does the boy suggest when natural hair color comes out of dyed hair?
20. What is the girl probably going to do next?
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。